Okay, let's get into today's daf. Sukkah daf chaf tes, and today we're going to talk about sitting in the sukkah while it's raining. Sitting in the sukkah while it's raining. Says the Mishnah on yesterday's daf that if we sit in the sukkah and it starts raining, it's as if the master is shafak lo kitan alpanav. Says the Mishnah, mashla mashla madar v'domer la eved shabal limza kos to rabo, to an eved that poured a kos for his master, v'shafak lo kitan alpanav, and he poured it on his face. So who poured it on whose face? Who's poured it on whose face? That's the question of the Gemara on today's daf. The Gemara says, mashla madar v'domer, ibailu, mi shafak lo mi. Tashma, the Tanya, the Brisa says, shafak lo rabo kitan alpanav. As if the master pours the kitan on his face. Arlo, it says, yefshe b'shimusheich. I'm not interested in your being mishamish me. I'm not interested in your service, and therefore I'm not interested in your sukkah. So that's the siman klala that rain symbolizes. And the Gemara discusses how long do you have to sit in the sukkah, how much do you have to allow your food to get ruined. Misha tisrach hamikpah shall grease him. Abaya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, Nashav Ziga v'komaisit sivusa, right? There was some splinters that kept falling in and said, no, let's leave. So Abaya says, Abaya was said, Misha tisrach hamikpah. So what do you mean? The food hasn't been spoiled yet. And Abaya says, I'm anine hadas. So therefore, I'm in that level. Okay, so this is the halacha of leaving the sukkah when, or at least simin klala in the sukkah when it is raining. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Chidushim on sukkah and by others that is dafka mezikas hakos. There's a symbolism here. It says ba limzo kos l'rabba. Mezik is usually understood as dilution. Dilution, because in the days of old, the wine was very strong, and they had to dilute it. So, what exactly is the message? So, says the Gra, Yesh lo ba'inyin mashal zeh emashinodelo, ki Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim heima yimei ha'din. Rosh Hashanah v'kippur are days of judgment, days of din. V'yacharem yimei ha'chag b'mitzvahs l'kichas lulav. V'yeshiva b'sukkah, v'yom ha'meila heim yimei rachamim l'hamtik ha'din emanal. Right, Rosh Hashanah v'kippur are yimei ha'din, and sukkahs is yom rachamim, and sukkahs is to be mamtik, to sweeten the din that was. So we want to mix together the din and the rachamim. The problem is, if it's raining, then we can't. We can't take the sukkah and mix it in. And that's what the message is, that we're trying to dilute. We're trying to be mosaic. We're trying to be mosaic the sukkahs with the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But when it rains, we can't. Amnam beredes hakshamim hamachrichim levatel mitzvah sasukkah. Hinei zeh ad mizachik ne'eman ki hu yizbarach. Right, he doesn't want to compromise, to mix it in. He wants it to stay. Vinoda, and that's the problem. Vinoda ki amaziki he iruv mayim b'yayin. V'zeh enyan amashol la'evet shabal limzo kos l'rabo levatel charifuso v'ha'adon shafach hamayim hala, and that's shafach lo kiton shalmayim. That's the message, says the Gra. Okay, but this is the halacha, that if there's a siman klal, and therefore when one leaves the sukkah, one has to leave with that, recognition that it's not a positive, oh yes, it's raining, let's go eat inside. No, you have to leave, and with a lowly spirit. The Rama writes at the end of Tafrei Shlamet Tes Siv Zayin, Ukshayotim min asukkah, mikoach kishamim al yiva'et v'yetzei. Ela Yetzer, right? Don't be like Biboi, like the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, where the Goyim left because it was too hot, and they were Boit Pesukah. Ela Yetzer, Kenichna, Ke'eved Shemozei Kos L'Rabo, Ushvachu Alpanav. We have to leave in a very lowly state, because that's not what we wanted. So that is the background. So when is it Siman Klal exactly? So there are a number of limitations, three limitations that we'll mention in this year. Number one, what night of Sukkot is it a Siman Klal? Is it all nights of Sukkot? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't limit it. Rashi says here on the Mishnah, when it said mashal evit klomar gishamim hayordim bechag simin klalahim, just rain that is raining on Yantif. Sounds like all of Yantif, right? Just on Chag. If you look in the Rishonim at the beginning of Maseches Tainis, the Ritva, the Meiri, and if you look in the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis, it seems like it is more limited. The Rambam says here, Kol shivas hayamim, he says, v'srucha bilshonam hu kamo hefsid, u'mikva hu hamarak ha'karish v'hukba, l'fish rov b'nei adam mo'asim oso, u'ma'at mayim hafsid oso, just a little bit of water already gets ruined, v'kazal v'gal shal grisim, v'yiridas hakshamim b'tchilas hasukas. That's what his lashon is. V'yiridas hakshamim b'tchilas hasukas, remez ki Hashem in a makabal ma'asei baratzon. So tchilas hasukas, it sounds like night one. Night one. So again, that's why would that be? Why would it be night one? Pashtus, because that's when there is a chiyuv to eat. There's a chiyuv to eat, like we had be'erev tochlu matzos, we had on Daf Chav Zayin. So that's why when we have to eat there and it's raining, so that is the simin klala. But the rest of sukkah is when you don't have to. If you want to eat great, if not not, so then maybe it's not called the simin klala on sukkah. The Bikur Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger here in Tafresh Lamates, Sivkan Lamates links it. Maybe this machlokas depends on the other machlokas we shown him, whether one has to eat in the sukkah the first night, even if it's raining. Right, because then if I have to sit in the sukkah, even if it's raining, so then when it rains, it's a real simin klala. Maybe if I have to go, if I go inside, so then there's nothing unique about the first night, so it's just a general not being able to sit in the sukkah. So that's what it could be, right? So the Rama quotes in Tefresh Lamates in Sifhei, quotes one group of Rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yarduk Shamer as Yinichas Zochabayis. When it starts raining, you have to go into the house. When drops go into the sukkah, right, right when it starts dripping. Even if there's no tafshil, you have to know what, when it would be. Would you leave your house if this amount of rain went in? That's how you could measure it. Olelos shel sukkos. This is only on the other days and nights of sukkah, says the Rama. Avalayla harishona tzarach lechol kizayis besukkah af imshamim yordim. Right, that's some rishonim, the Ran and the Rush. They have to sit in the sukkah on the first night, even if it's raining, because it's be'erev toch lumatzos. There is no p'tur of mitzta'er when it comes to the first night. That is what some rishonim say. But if you hold of the so there, then it will be. Right, there's no the opposite way of. I'm sorry if I said it before. There's no simin klal on the first night because you're eating in the sukkah anyway. Right, the simin klal is not if you sit in the sukkah in the rain, but if you're not able to sit in the sukkah. So if you're sitting in the sukkah anyway, so then it is not a simin klal. So it must be referring to the other nights. But according to the other Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes from Sifkat and Lamed Hey, the Afshu Mitztayer first explaining those shitas. The Afshu Mitztayer Machmas Akeshem Mechamisar Padam Nasukah Sfirla the Ramal Kedasa Poskim the Sovrim Balala Rishon Af Mitztayer Chayev the Taiman Kibet the Gamrinan Tesvav Tesvav Michagam Matzos Legamri Gamrinan Mahasam Machal Gavni Chayev Af Pesukus Kain Vidab. It says the Mishnah Berurah the Yesh Od Migdoli Arishonim. There are other Rishonim, the Rashba and the Raivin and the Tosfos in Meseches Brachas. And the Vilna Gaon Paskas this way, that the Sfirlu, the Gzira Shava, Zu Lav Lahaki Asya. The Gzira Shava doesn't have to go that far. The Ein Lachalik, Bein Lali, Rishon, Lashar Yamim, regarding the Ptur Mitztayer, there's no Chilik. Regarding the other halachos of having to eat in the Sukkah Bechlal, the Chiv to eat, then fine, that applies. But the Ptur Mitztayer, that does not override the Ptur Mitztayer. The Ptur Mitztayer applies even on the first night, so then and that's what other Rishonim say. So says the Bikur Yaakov, the Simin Klal. So there's no, the Ptur Mitztayer would be ruined the first night, and therefore it would be the first night. The Bikur Yaakov does discuss it could be the opposite too, right? Rain on the first night is a good thing. It's Mar B'Schar for those who have to sit in the sukkah. So I knew I said I just saw it somewhere here at the end of the piece. So therefore, maybe. In one of the directions or the other, it depends on this machlokas. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah does quote at the end, V'alkein hechriyu, the achronim are machriya, the prima gadim, and the chaya adam, kama achronim, the after machriya, lecha basukkah, lecha basafik. We sit in the sukkah, according to the Ramah, because we're not sure who to pask. And like birchas, leishi basukkah, lo yivarach, we're not going to make the bracha. The savik brachas lahakel, in that case, because we're not sure if there is a chiyah. But we do have to wait longer. We do have to wait longer the first night, because of this issue. Od Kasvu, they quote from Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Roi Lahamtid Ar Chatzos Halayla, quotes to Chatzos, Pen Yavar, I guess maybe the rain is going to leave, right? This is also a big discussion in the Achronim that how long do you have to wait? The Shavus Yaakov has an important tshuva where if you wait too long with your family, you're going to be Moneas Simchas Yantif. So that's also a value. It's an inappropriate chumra. Dimya, but again, let's just continue the Mishnah Berurah for a second. Dimyavar Yikanis Lasukav Yivarech Berchas Leishi Basukav Yochal. V'yoti Bazeh Mitzvas Asay Lukulei Alma. Right? Because if the Geshem leaves, so then you'd be able to go in. Say, don't wait so long. Right, that's the Shari Tshuva, quoting from the Shavus Yaakov. Wait a little while, wait an hour. And if it doesn't stop, then just make Kiddush in the Sukkah, or just eat a little bit of the Sukkah, and then go in. The Shaar HaTzion quotes, the im mitzta'er barav, if you're starving, o b'shena, and you have to go to sleep by the Amtan also, u v'frak kishiz ben etzlo orchim, aniyim, u mistama lo achul kol hayom, the aniyim probably didn't eat most of the day, v'im te'evim lechul mitzta'erim, ein lo l'amtan. Don't wait. Remember, it's a chumra dasle de kula. One always has to recognize the balance of what is trying to do, and whenever one is going to be machmir, it might be mekel in a different area. So if I'm going to be machmir for hilchas yeshiva basuka, I might be machmir in Achrasas Orchim, I might be machmir in Ben Adam Machavero, and therefore wouldn't be appropriate to be Miyon of Shachim, Mitzar Chayiv, Bevadi Yachol Lechol, Vayotzi, Bezei Mitzvah Zasei, Vimitzar Pater, Gamkin Yachol Lechol. That's what the Shaar HaTzion quotes that from that same Bikur Yaakov. That if you're mitzar by not eating, then you should eat. Right, every ani doesn't have to be machmer like all the deos lachachilap. And therefore, says the Shaar HaTzion, maybe it is not a good idea to wait. But either way, number one limitation of the Siman Klala could be, maybe it only applies to the first night of Sukkot and not the other nights, and maybe it's totally on that machlokas. Number one. Number two, some other Achronim say, maybe the Siman Klala only is true if the rain started that night on Sukkot. If the rain started then, we could say that it's a Siman Klala. But what if it's been raining for a week? If it's been raining for a week, so then maybe we wouldn't say that it's not that this is Sukkos, right? No, this is a Siman Klala on Sukkos. It's been raining for a week, and therefore it is not a Siman Klala. That's what the Bikur Yaakov quotes from the Sefer Chemdas Yamim. V'kibalnu shelo amru zeh tavi kamozi kos larabo v'chulu ela kishelo yarduk shamim kodem yimei achag. Ufeta pitom nitkashru shamayim ba'avim v'izkadei shachag yarduk shamim. If all of a sudden on the night of Sukkot it starts getting cloudy and starts raining, that's a message. Achein kfar hayu yardim. Shamim, b'tarmes kadesh chag, but if it's raining for a couple of days, v'nipshu ad achag, ein kol me'uma b'zeh, v'gishmei ratzonu bracha v'nadav aveh, that's fine, it's gishmei bracha. But if it's been raining for a few days beforehand, that is not a problem. Number two. Number three, another limitation could be from the Samachronim, so the Sefer Mishmeres Shalom, maybe it's only Siman Klala in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not supposed to be raining, and then you could say there's a message from the rain. But in Chutz Laaretz, where it rains all the time, it's derech stam derech ha'olam. To rain now, not to rain then, there's, the whole year can be the rainy season, so maybe there's no message there. Again, less hashgacha, less direct hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz, and only in Eretz Yisrael do these messages take place. Okay, so that's the limitations on Siman Klala. The other issue is, what about sitting in the sukkah while it's raining? Is there any, is that something that we should do, that we shouldn't do? Again, the first night you have the machlokas, whether you have to quickly eat a kizayis and then leave. But what if you don't want to leave? Can you stay in the sukkah? Is it not appropriate to stay in the sukkah? So some say, the Ramah quotes, the Yerushalmi in Brachas, the end of Perek Beis. It's quoted also in the Hagos Amanios. In Sukkah, let's start with the earlier, and then we'll see the Ramah, Hagos Amanios in Sukkah. In Perek Vav, the Rambam is on Halacha Beis, right? The Rambam Halacha Beis, and then the Hagos Amanios in Os Beis. Katsar Rabbeinu Simcha Savruni, Kolam Mitztar, Shepatur, Minasukkah, Veino Yotze, Eino Makabal Schar, Ela Hedyotu. The Yerushalmi that says, if you're exempt from something and you do it anyway, you're a fool. Right? The question is where to apply that. Where to apply that? Because we know there is a concept of being machmir in halacha. I think we had a lum this year about that a year or two ago. That, you know, there are appropriate chumras and inappropriate chumras. Right? We just had in the daf, right, about taking food that doesn't technically require a sukkah and taking it into the sukkah. Right? The Maariv Chai has pointed out on that daf. That maybe on yesterday's daf, so maybe it wasn't nikaris, therefore it wasn't a problem. If you are up, he'll be able to do it. But the question is, when do you apply this Yerushalmi, when do you not? So the Hagos HaManios applies this Yerushalmi in this context, and the Ramah quotes it. The Ramah quotes it here in Siv Zayin, in the case of Yardu Gashamim, Yardu Gashamim Tzorach L'Shar, Kavdeshi's Kakalam Ha'afshel. You don't have to be so medactic in terms of would my food be ruined, would it not be ruined? To Bikshamim Mu'atim Haritzar Lishon Sham, V'yuchalatzeis. Right when it starts raining, you can go inside. V'chalapater Minasuka. V'eno Yotim Misham, Eino Makabal of Schar, V'eno Ela Hedyotos. That's the language of the Ramah. He quotes this in this context, right? If you're Mitztar, you have to leave, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kal v'chomer bazeh l'mishirotah l'achmir kishyodim k'sharmim v'leilch l'sukah l'varech sham hamotzi u'birchaz leishi v'sukah v'yachar kach lecho b'abayis l'avibrecho l'vatala. I feel yochal sham b'sukah achilas keva. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that you for sure should not be saying a bracha there. It is a bracha l'vatala. It's based on the early Achronim, the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah also. Right? There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, so you can't make a bracha. The only time you can make a bracha if there is some kind of mitzvah. Right? Even the what we discussed yesterday in terms of women sitting in the sukkah. Right? The only reason that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rishonim that follow him and the Ramah quotes that they could sit in the sukkah and make a bracha, they could make a bracha because there's some type of kiyama mitzvah. Even though there's a kiyama mitzvah, there's a kiyama mitzvah. But the if there is no kiyama mitzvah because it is raining, so then there is no bracha that would be allowed. The first night might be different. First night might be different, as we just said from the Ramah before. And then maybe the question is, would you make a bracha? According to those we've shown him that there's no Ptura Mitztair, then you would make a bracha. But we're not sure. We're not sure. The Mishnah Berurah quoted, according to the Ramah, he says, seems to say to make a bracha. But we're not sure. So probably we'd sit in the sukkah and not make a bracha. Others say that maybe if it's specifically only by rain. But if it's other Mitztair and one is Machmir, what if it's a little chilly? I want to be sitting in the sukkah anyway with a coat on. So maybe that's not Nikra Hedyon. Maybe the Ramah is only talking about Nikra Hedyon by rain. But by the other chumras, it's mutter lahachmir. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in Tavrei Shlamites, in Shulchan Shlomo, there's no bracha l'vatala by any other chumra except by Yiridas Kishamim. Why is that? So, four suggestions. Number one, maybe there's no yuhara by the others. When it's raining and I'm sitting in the sukkah, so then there's yuhara, it's an inappropriate chumra. What are you sitting in the sukkah for? It's pouring outside, and therefore it's inappropriate. But if I'm chilly, or if other types of mitzayir, if there are some flies, maybe it's not so nikar lakol to the outsider that it would be, it's mitzayir, therefore it's mutter. Number one. Number two, the Chag v'Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch says, here in the Shlomo Kluger, by rain, the gaver is not a bar chiyuva. So there's no reason lahachmir. But let's say by others, by pachos mikashir, and it's just a tirchav going up, the gaver is a bar chiyuva. It's just the food is just too little. So then maybe yesh lahachmir. That's what he says here in Siv Zayin. V'lachari nir lachalik, dehechi de gaver bar chiyuva, af al kalpanim. Kagon, Rabbi Tzadok. Shu'a yachai besukkah, rak de pater, hare, havi mitzad acher, shamachal hazeh pater misukkah, kibad al kalpanim, gaver bar chiyuva, hu mutu lachmir al atzmo. Avak benidon bezeh shal ramah, she yerdu gushamim, faha imkein, havi hu atzmo pater. So that's what he is mechalik between the rain and others, and by the others, there's still a chiyuv that you can fulfill. He doesn't go the step further, though. He just says, why are you a bar chiyuva by others and not by the rain? What changed by rain? What changed by rain? So maybe others say, the Chavos Shlomo says in the Hemshech, maybe the rain is different because it's the mashal of the Shavach Kiton Apanav. Okay, but then finally the Maisa Rav. Maisa Rav has the one line that's beautiful. Rav Maisa Rav says, Ein Shem Sukkah Alav. In Os Reshiyud Zion, the Gemara is quoted as saying that when it is raining, it's not a sukkah. When it comes to, maybe that's the pshat behind the Chag v'Shlomo. When it comes to the other mitztair, it's a sukkah. You have a ptur if you want out. But you could opt in. And even though you're mitztair, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Mashenkin, if it's raining, it's not a sukkah. It's Hafka Shev Shuka when it's raining, and therefore it doesn't make any sense at all. That's why the Ramah quotes Sikra Hedyot Dafka there. There are, though, Hasidish customs, we'll get to that in a second, before we get to the Hasidim, but the Mat Ephraim is the Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, but from Ephraim Zalman Margolius, 1762 to 1828. He's the brother of the Shari Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch, but he wrote the Mat Ephraim on the Yom Aram, he wrote the Shari Ephraim on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Yad Ephraim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, on Yerodea. So he says, Hacharid al Dvar Hashem, Umargish Benafsho, Shim Yochal Bebayis Tiye Nafsho Aguma Alav, Vitzar Biyoser, Rosh Lechol Besukah. He obviously doesn't say like the Gra that it's Hafkosh Shem Sukkah, but he says if you could have more pain not sitting in the Sukkah, then you're allowed to stay in the Sukkah. But he's not sure. He has a long footnote in the Aleph Hamateh, but he'll be mitzar out of the sukkah too. So what difference does it make if he's a mitzar in the sukkah or out of the sukkah? Might as well be mitzar in the sukkah. Again, if you say afkashim sukkah, it doesn't make a difference. But there is this idea of sitting in the sukkah even when it's raining. In the Mat Ephraim, and it's quoted in Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, in Chelo Dalas Imelam Adalid, has a misora to sit in the sukkah even when it's raining. May rov simchas mitzvah. Maybe they don't even feel the rain. Maybe they don't feel the rain, and there are many Hasidim quoted. If you look at the Masifta, they quote a whole collection of Hasidish Rebbes that sat in the sukkah even when it is raining. I'd rather be a hedyon in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and not leave the sukkah. Okay, but either way, one should follow their Mesorah in this, and I think most have the minhag that if it's raining, one goes inside the house. Okay, we will stop here.